Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
I know, Debbie. You will, one way or another. Getcha. We have got the next edition of Sound and Exhibition. It is indeed volume 45. It technically could well be seen as a kind of holiday special, this, Nick, I believe, volume 45.
Well, it's a New Year special. Are we still on holiday, Alex?
Life is just one continual range of holidays.
It is, yeah.
It's a way forward, certainly.
Yeah, definitely.
On the programme today. Exactly. On the programme today, we have got the return of Sue Royce for a brief period, specifically another 9 minutes.
I know, she's
got
to go.
Yeah.
This show without Sue Royce, it's not there.
Oh, you're too kind.
I'm sure that we will cope just about, because you managed to sort out the contracts, arrange for the various signings to be made, and with us for the second consecutive Sound and Nick's Vision, we have singer-songwriter, brackets from Yarmouth, close brackets, John Peach with us.
Yay!
Well, thanks a lot.
And we also have Chris Moore as well.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
It's awesome, because so many great tunes to actually work through, including some John Peach musical magic with his acoustic guitar. Sue, would you like to quiz Nick on why he has featured this next artist not once, not twice, three times in previous Sound and Nick's Visions?
So what's the crack then, Nick? Why this?
I just love Beth Hart. I think everything
does
she does
have
is fantastic. No, I haven't met her, actually, which is a bit of a shame. If I do, I will tell her.
Yeah, that could be a bit awkward, of course. Just a thought, really. So why have you gone for this?
Just purely because I just love what she does. That's it.
Sunday morning, the world's still sleeping and the rain keeps falling like angels weeping, and I feel the tears on my skin. They're trying to tell me something. I listen. Blues and yellows tap shadows, and I feel the sun on my skin. It's trying to tell me something. I listen. Life is cold. And I hear the scars on my skin. They're trying to tell me something. So I listen. Life is cold.
Does life call out your name?
It certainly does. But you caught me by surprise. I was looking at a teddy bear.
Yeah, right? Well, it's whatever you choose to do during the course of the programme is entirely up to yourself.
Yeah, I was drifting away, my friend, and I saw this lovely teddy bear.
You're not hallucinating again.
I am.
Are you still on the medication?
I am.
You're
so
sniffing glue, aren't you?
Well, that as well.
Bostick.
Remember, New Year's resolutions might be spoken of on this programme. What's your New Year's resolution, Sue? Would it be to listen to more Beth Hart?
Yes, I think so. I quite liked her. Yeah, she was good. She was good. I have no idea what my New Year's resolution is.
No idea at all. This is the New Year's resolution show.
I know.
Of Sound and Next
Vision. I haven't really thought about it. You just sort of sprung it on me. And
Well, we can't wait until the end of the show because you won't be here.
Because I won't be here.
Exactly.
No, I don't know.
Okay. John Peach, Were you familiar with Beth Hart?
Yeah, I've heard some of her work before with Joe Bonamassa. Mm-hmm. Just a great album with him. Yeah, she's got a brilliant voice, yeah. Great guitarist.
Would you consider a duet if she offered?
I would. Yeah, well, I would tell her.
No,
that,
you'd have to think about it.
I'd think about it for a little while, but yeah.
I just put those out there. I mean, you know, the world is our oyster when it comes to podcasts and so on.
If she's good enough for Joe Bonamassa, she's good enough.
Sue, please. It is the John Peach. Peach by name, cherry by nature. And on to, I'll give you a fruity sort of theme to the whole thing. You could call you on the first album that. Yeah, Peach by name, cherry by nature. Anyway, let's move on to the rejoinder there, which I thought I won't. Because the next piece of music, Nick, is probably what you want to dedicate to Sue, because it's there, it's in the words in many ways, that as Sue heads off for one of the briefest parts of Sound and Nick's Vision she's ever done in the 40-odd sessions she's been with us, as we're in volume 45, due to unforeseen circumstances, being a number one mum, of course, being prime of those, she is going to be leaving the studio.
I know. I'm feeling
I can tell.
Here.
I can tell you
I'm
are. Sorry. Chris will be his shoulder to cry on, I'm sure.
Oh, indeed.
If he's not fiddling with
yourself.
If Chris isn't fiddling with teddy bears, he will be the shoulder to cry on. it's a definite
teddy bear moment. Fiddling.
We don't want to go there because it will embarrass Sue. So would you like to, Nick, please explain why, just like Beth Hart, this other band is regularly featured across past editions of Sound and Nick's Vision?
Because this is one of my all-time favourite bands. I know that they don't sit well with you, but
even in the quietest moments, it's wonderful.
That's a good track.
Yeah, Breakfast
that's
in America.
That's a very good track. But it's very apt, because it is titled Don't Leave Me Now, and Sue's going to go.
Well, you know,
can we have kippers for breakfast? Mummy dear. No, it's a different Supertramp album.
Totally different.
Farewell, Sue.
Bye.
Farewell, Sue.
Happy 2019.
Yes, you too.
think they've gone now, Nick. Would you like to back introduce Supertramp? We've already announced that. Don't leave me now. She has anyway. Sue Royce has left the building and heaven knows where she's gone.
We're all sad.
Yeah, but
very sad.
We have to go on. You should be there as long as we remember. And we do have John Peach in the studio, so would you like to quiz John on what he's about to perform for us due to popular demand because it went down so well on our last pre-Christmas volume, that we 44 of Sound and Nick's Vision. We felt we had to have it back again.
Totally agree. The man's a class act. How you been, John?
Really appreciate it. Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Good Christmas?
Yeah, not bad at all, yeah.
Yeah?
Looking forward to the new year.
Yeah, what you got going on in 19? Anything good?
More gigs, yeah. I think I'll try and take over the world.
Yeah, but that's...
I'll settle for the Isle of Wight, but you know. I'll go for the world.
Or even the corner shop.
Yeah, yeah.
The Isle of Wight. Wonderful. Were you going to play a couple of tracks off the album again?
I am, yeah.
Just kind of remind me, sorry, what the album's called.
Okay, so the album's called Save Your Worship, and I'll start with the title track of the
album. Okay, look forward to it. When you're ready, John.
You never guess what this young soldier did. I took one life for another. And now you better run scared, 'cause I'm not finished there. No, I'm not finished there. I'll kill your mother to get what I want, and your pleading won't help. You can beg on your knees, better choke down the hurt. Save your worship for the church. Hey, you don't know what it feels like when I go. Hey, you don't know what I get up to. Hey, you don't know what it feels like when I go. Hey, you don't know what I get up to. Bust up at the bus stop just before the cops rocked up. You know you shouldn't have touched her. Yeah, we used to be brothers, but she's your trouble now. She's trouble and how. Coked up, messed up, but someone better call the doctor. But your pleading won't help. She could beg on her knees, better choke down the hurt. Save your worship for the church. Hey, you don't know what it feels like when I go. Hey, you don't know what I get up to. Hey, you don't know what it feels like when I go. Hey, you don't know what I get up to. Paranoia and jealousy have always been best friends to me, but they make me the enemy. Give me social anxiety. Paranoia and jealousy have always been best friends for me, but they make me the enemy. Give me social anxiety. Everything she never says, everything I ever feared. Close here in the dark. Everything she never says, everything I ever feared. Close here in the dark. I can't breathe anymore. Lights go out, hit the floor, but they swear it won't hurt. Save your worship for the church. Hey, you don't know what it feels like when I go. Hey, you don't know what I get up to. Hey, you don't know what it feels like when I go. Hey, you don't know what I get up to.
Wonderful, thank you. Nice. Very nice.
Awesome. Without the cheers or the applause, because
Talk he knows
exactly. Status Quo, 365 days. Why have you gone for this one?
I think the title of the track, really, A Year, says it all, really, Alex.
Thank you. guess my life is through. I've been living so long, I can't go on. Lonely Sunday morning, rest in peace, my love. You've been sleeping so long, a year has gone.
We haven't gone completely quiet on that, but I think it's fair to say that everybody was pretty much very quiet in the studio. So, as a musician, John, what did you make of A Year with Status Quo?
Oh, absolutely fantastic, yeah. Just beautiful sound, love the psychedelic feel of it. It's something else.
And Chris?
Yeah, concur. They're sort of emerging from their psychedelic time and beginning to embrace a whole new feel. Is accident prone, it is not. Let's put it that way.
72, that's right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
1972.
Wow. Off the album Power Driver.
when Clapham Junction, or Up the Junction, was just being put together and pulling muscles from a shell, and probably even Cool for Cats were still in the kind of gestation period before they actually became Squeeze, which leads us neatly to a little line which has nothing to do with gun control whatsoever, despite its title, but you'd like to dedicate it to somebody, I believe.
I would. I'd like to dedicate this track to my very special friend, Annie Brooks, over in Leicester.
Is she a rifle person?
No, she's not. She's just a very, very good friend, but it's the title track works very well for her.
Gone. You know, it's almost as though 2019 is just whizzing by at a rate which is just quite frankly awesome, Nick. I mean, it's amazing. It's scooted out
of the summer.
Exactly. That's the life it goes through that. So what exciting things can we look forward to in 2019 for Nick Elliott Productions then?
Oh, I've got a lot of new projects that I'm working on, art projects, releasing a lot of new collections and working on that, well, continuing the EO Slick book and also the Ed Graham project.
So always busy. Always busy working on the whole process.
A lot of radio stuff.
Well, we said this 2 years ago. We should really do a location report. We will one of these days, I'm sure.
We could do that next year or this year, should I say?
2020.
2020.
I know.
Well, or just do one every year.
Exactly. Before you know it, we'll be in the Qatar World Cup. It's quite frankly amazing. And still, that's all part and parcel of the whole thing. And we'll talk about New Year's resolutions as well from that point of view. But Chris, have you had any thoughts about what your New Year's resolution is going to be?
We were talking about this earlier on.
On the show, actually.
Yeah.
Sue actually went off to find her.
Yes, she did. But when she was around, I was saying about New Year's resolution. Mm. Mine is to learn to swim.
Really?
Yeah. I'm petrified.
Do you float?
Do I float? No, I don't. I do a very good brick imitation in water.
Really?
I go right down, and it all goes back to my early school days when the teacher put me into the middle of the swimming pool and said, "There you are, Chris, stay there." And, of course, I slipped over, up, down, up, down. And from that point on, I became a very rebellious pupil.
Traumatised.
Traumatised to this day.
Sounds as though you could have a case there.
I reckon.
Might well be worth pursuing.
I reckon.
Have a Vegemite sandwich. Is it true, Nick? Is it true that you might possibly, and thank the Lord Sue Royce isn't here, be going down under?
Do you know? The amount of people that asked me that question.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
The marsupials, the ex-convicts, and
indeed.
Everybody.
Indeed. And the guy that looks after my stuff out in Australia is a guy called Eric Erickson. Who is presently putting some stuff together out there, which may take me out there for a couple of months.
Wow, and he may well be listening to this then.
Yes.
Does he listen to the show?
Yeah, he does. He does listen in. Yeah.
So that's the beauty about podcasting. You can actually access us across the globe, really. It's just, frankly, awesome. Now, so much to pack in to the rest of the production, including the live version of Keith, Don't Go.
Oh,
a lot of Don't Go things here.
Wonderful.
Niels Lofgren with his brother and a whole variety of other things who he introduces at the end of the track, really. Any suggestions as to why you've gone for this? What has it influenced you to do?
This track takes me back to some time, but I then went on to be very fortunate to work with Niels Lofgren on the album, early noughties it was, around about 2002. And met the guy that is a legend.
So did he actually mean to say in full force, Nick Don't Go, and he actually just confused, he referred to you as Keith or
that was the original title, Nick Don't Go.
I can understand that.
This is a right away letter, I'm gonna mail it today, straight to my main inspirer. Says urgent from the USA. It's got this heart inside it. Postage is my soul. Contains a message for millions. Say, Keith, don't go. No.
Thank you. I'd like to bring out my brother Tommy Lofgren and Larry Crabb to give me a hand here.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, then. Nick, it's the end of the programme, the end of volume 45. We have to quickly say to John Peach, thank you for some awesome productions. What can people do to actually keep aware of John Peach in 2019?
You can literally find me on all of the social networks. Just look for Love Songs for Losers, and there I am. And you can find me on iTunes and Spotify.
Fantastic. Nick, likewise, how can people connect with you? Good self?
Best place, press office, nickelliott.info.
And without checking out all the Moors who are in the world, Chris, how can people actually find your good self?
Best on Endeavour FM 107 and online.
Sorry, is he sort of...
another radio station. Go round his house or knock on the door.
Well, there we go. Siren radio continues. We will mention the fact that we don't need a doctor, as opposed to the grammatically incorrect, I don't need no doctor. Humble pie, take us out. What are the last three words we need to say?
Keep music live.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Strange, I thought you were going to say Happy New Year. Oh, well.
I never do that.
We go home on Monday. But what I tell you, we've not had a gas this time. It's really been a gas.